Comfort ye, my people. Says your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Cry to her. Her warfare is ended. Her iniquity is pardoned. She has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the deserts highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up. Every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level. The rough place is plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. A voice cries, cry. I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Yes, surely the people is grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Language provides a record of human experience. And the development of language chronicles the evolution of human experience. Many years ago, the English language attached the little Latin prefix ad, meaning to the Latin verb venire, meaning to come or arrive, producing the word small case advent, meaning simply to come or arrive. But then, little case advent A, little a advent, became capital advent A, meaning the arrival or coming of Christ. Before long, big A Advent gained a particular liturgical meaning, designating the four Sundays before Christmas Day as days of preparation and anticipation and spiritual introspection, characterized by joy. Capital A Advent eventually recognized four specific Christian virtues honored by the lighting of candles on successive Sundays: hope, peace, joy, love. But what you may not understand is there is a connection between the word advent, to come or arrival, the advent arrival of Christ, and the word adventure. But the word adventure actually comes from advent. In its original meaning, it simply meant happening. The advent of Christ into the world inaugurated a happening. And in time, this word adventure began a larger meaning, a pilgrimage of danger and uncertainty. People realized that the very happening of Christ created a adventure, a pilgrimage of uncertainty and danger. Advent sparked an adventure because the world realized that Christ coming into the world would upset the values of the world as surely as Christ would upset the tables in the temple. I think at times we have become so accustomed to the Christmas story that we've lost its sense of adventure, a journey of danger and uncertainty. But to accept the Christ gift is to look at the world in a way differently from the world. It is to understand that Christ has inaugurated nothing less than a revolution. A revolution. Christ brought together two concepts that had never before been conjoined: Messiah, manger. the adventure of Advent. Unleash the Spirit of God into the world so that it might inflame the hearts of shepherds and turn them into sanctified prophets, might summon pagan astrologers from afar seeking a celestial king in stable hay, and frustrate the machinations of an evil earthly king to hold on to power by violent ethnic cleansing. The Spirit of God unleashed in this revolution makes lepers leap and the blind see and the mute cry out for joy. Isaiah, that prophet of old, understood the revolutionary character of Advent and expressed it in images so vivid that they retain their freshness to this day. When the Messiah comes, when the Advent happens, the lion shall lie down with the lamb. The valleys shall be lifted up. The mountains shall be flattened into plains. There is a revolutionary transforming power that's unleashed with Advent, and yet it comes in the form, not of a potentate waving power, but of an infant, in weakness and vulnerability, and yet retaining the title Emmanuel, God with us. A revolution into a world dominated by greed and injustice and violence, hatred, selfishness. Our Lord unleashed a revolution to counter greed with stewardship, injustice with graciousness, violence with compassion, hatred with reconciliation, selfishness with love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's the adventure we're meant to unleash with the Christ gift. Which brings us to a word, adventitious. It really is a word. Naturalists use it to describe things that are not native to an area. Boa constrictors are adventitious to the Everglades. They didn't belong there. Somebody introduced them. Kudzu is adventitious to the South. Doesn't belong here. Somebody just introduced it and didn't know it'd take over worse than General Sherman. But adventitious has a theological meaning. Occurring from the outside. Occurring in an abnormal way. In an unusual setting. What better description of the Christ gift than adventitious? That's not to say God has not been active in creation. Always, God has been from the very nanosecond to the first Big Bang. But God knew from the very beginning that to allow creation free will was to begin a rebellion against the divine that would end in doom. And in order to counter that rebellion, God had to act from the outside to start another rebellion. A rebellion of the Spirit in behalf of good. Christ came into the world because God, before the beginning of time, understood that he would have to act from the outside to bring creation back to God's intent. That's what we see at Advent. God acting on initiative. God acting from the outside to reconcile us. As in Adam, all die. But in Christ, all are made alive. God acting in initiative with graciousness and love to bring redemption. so it is this morning, you will see a parable of the adventitious gift of joy. Joy, joy, joy. All of our choirs, from the youngest to the eldest, all of those voices will unite in song, and you'll be invited to participate in a chorus of joy, joy, exuberant joy, underscoring the fact that Christ calls from us our every talent, our every ounce of energy, our every moment of life, given back to God in the revolution of the Spirit, in gratitude for the gift of the Christ. Come, let us sing together as we prepare the royal highway for our Lord.